What can I get you to drink? This question was asked by my father immediately upon any guest's arrival in our home. He loved, and still, at age 91, does love a good cocktail. He's never gone in for anything fancy, but our home always had a very well-stocked bar that contained the necessary liquors for any drink a guest requested. My father himself usually just drank scotch on the rocks in the fall and winter, gin and tonics or beer in the summer, and of course wine with every meal, no matter what the season. I loved to watch him make a drink for our guests, and when I came of age, this task was passed on to me, and I proudly accepted it. Today, I also ask the same question when guests cross my threshold, and take great joy in mixing up whatever tipple floats their boat. I also make one for myself every evening. What form it might take differs with the seasons and my temperament. Sometimes it's a martini, other times a vodka tonic, on occasion a cold sake, a whiskey sour, or a simple scotch on the rocks, and so on and so on. This past year, I began a relationship with a Negroni, and I'm happy to say it's going very well. Here's how I make one. A Negroni, up. Serves one. 50 milliliters gin, 25 milliliters Campari, 25 milliliters good sweet vermouth. Ice, one orange slice. Pour all the booze into a cocktail shaker filled with ice. Shake it well. Strain it into a coupe. Garnish with a slice of orange. Sit down. Drink it. The sun is now in your stomach. There are those who consider serving this cocktail straight up to be an act of spirituous heresy, but they needn't get so upset. I never planned on inviting them to my home anyway.